Hi, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, a five-day-a-week variety show that mixes encouragement, the Bible, practical how-tos, and fantastic guests for the listener on the go. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. One of my favorite shows on the Five Word Prayers Daily have been the guest-hosted shows, and apparently yours too, because out of the top 10 most downloaded last year, at least three were guest-hosted. I think that means there are a lot of amazing people out in the world doing amazing things, and we have many of them on here. Today's guest is one such person, a personal friend to me, a mentor to many from afar, a leader, a New York Times best-selling author, president of Proverbs 31 Ministries, and a family woman for sure. Lisa Turkhurst is my first guest in 2019, first guest on the new Jesus Over Everything show, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather have kick this thing off. She's wise, witty, has a new book I love called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, and Lisa has given me lots of personal counsel through the years because that's just who she is. What you have in store today in her solo guested show and tomorrow in our interview is so rich. You just can't miss a minute, I promise. So my friend Lisa, here we go. So grateful to have you on here.
When God's timing seems questionable, when his lack of intervention hurtful and his promises doubtful, I think that's the exact place where our feelings and our faith come in conflict. We want to trust God, but we don't understand what he's allowing. And so things get very, very complicated. And I have certainly had that experience over the past 3 years. I've experienced deep betrayal from my husband. I've experienced devastating life realities, including almost losing my life in an unexpected, crazy medical crisis. And then right on the heels of that, getting diagnosed with breast cancer. So it's been a lot. There have been a lot of tears. There have been a lot of questions. Why me? Why this? Why now? And I needed some scriptures that I could hang on to that didn't immediately tie things up in a neat, nice bow of hope and joy and thanksgiving, because that's just not where my heart was. I love verses on hope and joy and thanksgiving, but my heart needed raw humanity. So never have there been verses that I could relate to more than there's this snapshot of Jesus, full divinity, complete perfection, and yet absolute, raw, vulnerable, authentic humanity exposed. And these are the verses that I have literally clung to, and they have helped me trust. I know Jesus knows what it feels like to be betrayed and broken and devastated. I know that Jesus knows what it feels like to ask God to change the plan. And so these are those scriptures. In Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 34, Jesus says, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." He says to his disciples with him, "Stay here and keep watch." Now, this is when they're in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus is about to be arrested. So possibly he's saying to his disciples, "Stay here and watch for the soldiers that are coming." But I almost wonder if maybe Jesus is also saying to us, "Stay here and watch what I do in my moment of deepest sorrow and greatest devastation." It says in verse 35, going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," Jesus says, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me." And isn't that the crux of why sometimes our feelings and our faith come in conflict? Because we know God could change the circumstances before us. And when he doesn't, it can become very disillusioning very quickly. You know, humans are very attached to outcomes. I go through something hard, and then I want to write the script of the good that God should surely do on the other side of this hard thing. But sometimes God doesn't follow my script. Sometimes God has a different plan in mind, and I need to not be so attached to the outcome of my own making. I don't need to hold God accountable to the good that he should surely do in this circumstance. And maybe even I need to make my prayer time something different than suggesting all the ways that God could fix this. Maybe I need to listen to the 9 words that Jesus utters after this that changed everything. And it certainly helps change my perspective. It helps me untangle my grip from being attached to the outcome of my own making and just simply trust God. Jesus says these 9 earthquaking, hell-shattering, demon-quaking words, yet not what I will, but what you will. In other words, it was a beautiful thing in the midst of all of my devastation, crazy hard circumstances these past years. It was a turning point for me. It was an epic moment where I had this marked time with God, where I traded my will for thy will, because I was so determined to hold on to the truth that he will, God will work good from this. And that, to me, has been the essence of hope and the evidence of not being able to see what was ahead of me, but determining and choosing to walk by faith. I still don't know the outcome of all of my circumstances, but what I do know is I can trust God in the midst of everything I walk through. My will for thy will, because I know he will.
So rich, so powerful. Lisa, you're always dropping the wisdom bombs, my friend. If you don't already have It's Not Supposed to Be This Way, Lisa's new book, go grab it now. The link is in the show notes. That's all for today's Jesus Over Everything show. I'm Lisa Whittle, and join us tomorrow for my conversation with Lisa. You won't want to miss what we talk about doing together. Oh, goodness, it would be so much fun. I wish we could. And the slip up that I call Lisa on that we had a good laugh over. So funny. See you then. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. If you like what you're listening to, share it with a friend by letting them know about what we do here so they too can be inspired and glean from this community. And hey, if you haven't already, leave a 5-star review on iTunes. It helps so much in making this show what it is and continuing to spread the word about us. You guys are the best.